I am glad he called my name.
Yes.
I'll tell you here tonight, there is no voice like God's.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Nobody can speak to you like the Lord can.
That's right.
The title of my message tonight, I don't know if I'll preach it or teach it, The Voice and the Call of God.
Mom.
The Voice and the Call of God. How many can say in the house, I'm glad he called me.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm glad he heard me.
Amen.
Holy Lord. I want to tell you before I start, we need God to speak.
Yes.
Yes.
We need God to speak. When he speaks to the heart.
Right.
Amen.
That's how God deals. He deals with the heart. We must hear him with our heart.
Yes.
Spirit inside must hear him. It must go beyond your mind to your very soul.
Yes.
Unless God speaks, there will be no drawing power.
That's right.
There will be no guidance. There will be no help. There will be no salvation.
Yes.
No freedom from this world and the devil and its sin.
Amen.
We need God to speak to us.
Amen.
His voice divides the flames of fire. It roars across the heavens in a roar of thunder. But oh, when he speaks to the heart, he gets your attention. God's got a way of getting our attention.
Yes.
He wants to help us. He wants to reveal himself to us. But it has to go beyond the ear. It has to go down in the heart. God's looking for the heart tonight.
Yes.
Holy. Turn with me into Mark 2:16. Mark 2:16. Oh, Jesus. St. Mark's Gospel 2:16. I don't know how far I'll get in this, but six pages, it's hard to. Oh, mercy. Praise God. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Mark 2:16. And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him, saw Jesus, eat with the publicans and the sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with the publicans and sinners? Why is he going around them people? The publicans are tax collectors, and they deceive, they lie to people. The sinners, they don't serve God. Why is he going around them? Look at verse 17. And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I came to call the lost to save them. Them's the ones I come for, and they must hear my voice. I must reach them. You may be seated. Oh, God. Now, if you were expecting a very, very important phone call from the doctor or a lawyer or maybe a precious loved one that's overseas, you would monitor your phone every time that it rang to check the caller ID. You would not go very far from your phone, because you want to make sure you are in range to hear it when it rings.
Yes.
You would not go far from that phone so you could immediately pick it up and answer. I tell you tonight, I want to stay in range to hear the voice of God when he speaks to me.
Amen.
Oh, amen. God.
Woo.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight that we are dead. when God don't talk.
Amen.
When he's silent, and when he don't speak to us, and when he don't deal with us, and when he don't talk with us, we're dead. We need him to speak to us every day. Raise your hand and say, I need the Spirit to talk to me. I cannot lead myself and guide myself. It's not in man to guide his own footsteps. He'll go astray every time. But when the Holy Ghost begins to talk, and when the voice of the Lord begins to speak, he speaks beyond your mind, and he speaks right down into your heart, and he'll say, this is the way, walk ye in. And you say, Lord, I want God's way tonight. I want to hear him through the word of the living God. I want to hear him talk to me.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
And I feel electrified tonight.
Come on.
Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen now. The Lord will speak to you. He's got different ways that he can speak to you. I don't know about you, but I love his creation. Oh Lord. He'll speak to you through his creation of what you behold with your eyes.
Yes.
Of what he's made. He's a glorious creator.
Yes.
Can I tell you that God can speak to you in a little baby smile?
Yes.
Holy, holy. There's nothing any more beautiful to me than to look right down in a little baby's face and see it smile. When I look and I see Sister Linda Gale, a little baby smiling, I'm looking, I think, right in the face of God. Can you say, Lord, use things and use people, Lord. Use your creation to speak to me, God. I tell you, they ain't nothing any sweeter, any better, any greater than to have the love of God to show you and to speak to you. Oh, praise be to the Lord. He's a beautiful creator. He's a great, mighty God. Well, praise be to the Lord. Just give him a wave offering in the house. They ain't nothing to like walking up and smelling the fragrance of a rose, a beautiful red rose. Oh, Lord, look out and see the green grass growing like a carpet. And I look up in the sky when it's so beautiful and blue and see a rainbow going across the heaven. Hey, Lord. And I look out when you're going down the road and in the evening time and see a beautiful golden sunset. I'm telling you, people that don't know the Lord and don't have the Creator living in their heart, they don't know what they're missing. Hey, praise be to the Lord. I can see Jesus. I can hear him in the rippling water brook. I can hear him in the waterfall. Hey, praise be to the Lord. I can see him.
Yes.
Oh, God. Sometimes in my study, he'll send a little bird in my windowsill outside. Pull that curtain back. It's just a singing, raising that little beacon, just a singing. God can speak to you in a bird song. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God. He'll speak to you in dreams and visions. How many's ever had a dream?
Yes.
Sister Bessie, you had a real, real, real good dream. And God showed you in that dream. You've looked back on it many times through the years. That dream has held you close to him. Close to him. In the middle of the midnight hour, when your head falls on the pillow to sleep, God can instill his voice in you in a dream. Oh, Lord, he can talk to you. God of heaven. He'll speak to us in a gospel song. Nobody's ever had that to happen. In the message of a preacher. And when you pick this right here up, you're picking the heart of God up.
Amen.
Holy Lord. If I could get people to fall in love with this.
Yeah.
Come on. If I could get people to have a desire to fall in love with the Word of God and to open its pages, you'll open up a living well. Woo! You'll open up a mirror that when you behold it with your face, you'll see yourself just like God sees you. He speaks through the Word to reveal His holiness and His righteousness to you when you open the pages. Can I tell you, there's a royal stream of blood flowing, oh God, from the Garden of Eden. That royal blood, that stream of blood, it flows through every book, and it ends up on the mercy seat of God in heaven. And you say tonight, I thank God for the blood of the Lamb. I now have not been redeemed with corruptible things, but with incorruptible things. And Lord, with the royal blood of Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad the blood still speaks? I'm going to raise your hand. The blood still speaks. It'll say, I'll cleanse you. I'll make you as white as the snow. Hallelujah to the Lord. When you open up the pages of the Bible, you're picking up strength. You're picking up a light in a midnight hour of the darkest time of your life. There'll be a light of shine out of the Bible. Praise be to the Lord. And it'll guide you. Ain't you glad of that tonight?
Yeah.
If I could get people to read the Bible, I guarantee you people wouldn't have the problems that they're having.
That's right. Amen.
They would have victory with the Lord. They would be able to resist the devil, rebuke him, and he would flee. The Bible said, therefore, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I tell everyone in this house this evening? The call of God is going forth to this whole world. To every man, woman, boy, and girl. It's going out in a clarion call. Oh God. Oh, I feel Him. God's call is the most important thing you will ever experience in your whole life. When the Lord calls, it means that He wants you. It means that He loves you and He's a reaching to you. There's no greater feeling than to have the Spirit of the Lord to pull at your heart and to pull your heartstrings. God knows how to draw. God knows how, hallelujah, to deal with your heart, to give you the desire. Hey, Lord, to say, Jesus, you're what I need, and Lord, you're what I want. I tell you, when the Spirit of the Lord touches you, it makes you hungry for more and more and more. There ain't nothing in the world like this.
Yes.
Holy God. God is calling.
Yes.
To every soul to come to Him and be saved. Why? So that these souls won't die lost. Stay with me tonight. I'm going somewhere. He wants you, precious soul, in heaven.
Yes.
He does not want you to miss it.
Right.
And end up in everlasting torment in the flames of hell. This is once in a lifetime opportunity. And if you miss it, you'll never get another chance to come back and live your life over.
Yes.
Holy God. When you go into eternity, you go into eternity unsaved without the Lord. You can never hear the Spirit's call.
That's right.
And God's voice again.
Oh,
never. Oh, backslider. Oh, backslider that's away from God. I know this is a going. I don't know. God gave me this. I wish we had a whole house full of sinners and backsliders tonight. Oh, sinner man, you're away from the Lord. You're lost and undone. And backslider, you know what it is. But I feel the Lord dealing with you. You had it at one time, backslider. You felt the Lord and had His love down in your heart. You had a song to sing for Jesus. You had a heart to serve Him. Oh, backslider, if today you hear His voice, harden not your heart. But the Lord is a calling. Raise your hand in the house. I said the Lord is a calling. Oh, sinner man and backslider, the Lord is a calling for you, and He wants you, and the Spirit is convicting our precious souls how to get them to see their need.
Yes, amen.
Lord God Almighty.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, come on. Yeah, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. How many of you this evening has heard God's call?
Yes.
Amen.
Is He still talking to you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you still close to the phone?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, God. Brother Gary, you said something a long time ago. You can't answer the phone if it don't ring.
Right.
Come on. I could look at that phone and look at the caller ID every 10 minutes. If no phone call comes through there, I can't slide that bar over to answer it.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, it's God's only obligated to call one time.
Yeah.
I feel a seriousness here tonight. God's only obligated to call one time and convict you and speak to you. Come on, but if you ain't in a place, you're completely distracted, Lord, and you're wrapped up in this world and all of the things and the cares of life, and if you're all wrapped up in that and you get so far away that you cannot hear God to answer the phone, my Lord, in heaven there'll be people in hell, there'll be multitudes in hell, oh God, that the Lord tried to talk to. I said God tried to talk to them, but they wouldn't heed it. They wouldn't hear it.
That's right,
man.
Yeah. Help us, Jesus.
Oh! Oh, God.
Come on, God.
God's a speaker. He's wanting us to draw nearer to Him, nearer to Him, draw nigh to Him.
Come on, come on.
Oh, God, how many will answer if Jesus will call you? Jesus Himself said, many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? What do you mean by that, Jesus? God has called many, many, Brother Ron, many, down through the ages. But only those who answered the call. Those were the chosen ones, are the chosen ones. They are the ones that are saved. The Bible declares in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Can I tell everybody in this house tonight that you don't hardly see repentance anymore, Ronnie Ray? Oh God, you, hey, I feel the Lord. You don't hardly see anybody making a 180-degree turn, turning their whole heart over to God and their life over to God. You don't see anybody truly, hardly ever fully repenting of their sins.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
What happened to repentance?
Come on.
It ain't God's fault.
No.
Come on. The Spirit will convict. The Spirit will speak.
Amen.
And the Spirit will draw. What will you do with it? Will you answer the call?
Come on. Oh, Jesus.
Hold with me. Hold with me. I feel him in here. Oh, God. That's something you don't hardly see much anymore, is people repenting of their sins and fully turning to God from their own way.
Right.
Their own way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of all. It's got to be God's way.
Right. Amen.
Holy Lord. Their own way of living. They don't want to let loose of this world's sins.
Right.
They don't want to let loose of this world's ungodly entertainments and its dirty pleasures. God gives every soul a chance to come to Jesus, be washed in the blood, and be saved. Somewhere, sometime in your life, the Lord's Spirit will come along and give you a call. It might be through somebody testifying to you and inviting you to church, somebody on your job, Brother Gary. It might be in a song that God will call you and a preacher like me tonight. Hallelujah. I preach over the Lord. This gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder Jesus raised up from the dead and gave the apostles and the disciples a commandment. Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. Go tell them, preacher. Go tell them, God. Hey, oh God, would somebody talk to me? Would God send somebody to me? Hey Lord, to say that he's a calling me. Raise your hand and say, I want the Lord to speak to me. I send conviction to my heart.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Holy Lord, Holy Lord, I feel him. I feel him. Have you heard the call lately?
Amen.
Is God calling us higher to get closer to him?
Oh, yes.
Have you heard the call?
Yes.
Come on.
Have you felt the draw?
Amen.
Yes.
Have you felt your need that you need to get closer to God?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, draw near to him, draw near to him, draw nigh to him, nigh to him. Oh, God, he's a speaking. God's a speaking tonight. You say, Tommy, everybody in this house is Christians. I'm going to tell you something. Everybody needs this message from time to time.
Blessing the
Lord.
Oh, God. God gives everybody a chance. Somewhere and sometime in life, the Lord's Spirit will come along and give you a call.
Yes.
Have you heard it? How many has heard it? Tonight. How many is answered? Fully answered. The call.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, his Holy Spirit will deal and it'll draw and it'll call to your heart. Sometimes God will send a wake-up call.
Yes,
you will. I want to tell you something. You don't want a wake-up call. I've had them. God deals harsh sometimes. You know why? To keep souls out of hell.
Right.
Listen. Sometimes God will send a wake-up call, some hard jolt. It'll jolt you to the foundation of your soul. It could be an accident. A bad report from a doctor. A near-death experience where eternity stares you right in the face to wake you up in your conscience to see your need for God to be saved. Can I tell you, God wants you.
Yes.
He wants you to have victory.
Yes.
He wants you to be saved. Come on.
Yeah.
He wants you to be sanctified.
Yeah. Come on.
You don't hear this much anymore, do you?
Yeah. Come on, bro. Come on. Yes, Lord.
Sure don't.
You want to hear it?
Holy God.
You want to hear it?
He wants you to completely lay aside the world and everything that smells like the world, tastes like the world, looks like the world, acts like the world.
Yes.
Chuck it off.
Yes.
God wants to sanctify you wholly. Wholly. He wants you to be salvaged and brought completely out of all the fleshly desires and the carnal appetites and the lust of this old society. He wants to draw you out of it.
Yes.
You cannot fill your eyes with filth.
Come on.
I tell you, I preached against TV. I gave my TV up in 1994. But I'm telling you, a computer and a cell phone is 10 times worse. Your fingers can take you across the globe and you can surf the whole world wide web, and your fingers and your eyes can take you into forbidden places.
Amen.
Come on, come on.
Amen. Oh, God.
Yes.
Thou art of holier eyes than to behold evil.
Yes.
What it says about God.
He cannot look on sin.
No.
Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, Jesus. God's calling. God's calling to wake us up. You can't fill your mind with entertainment of this world and look at people. You'll get the spirit of the people.
Right.
When you look and you go in there, you get on YouTube. Come on now. I know where I'm going. And you watch these scantily clothed people and the insinuations that they give and their actions and the spirit of lust that's controlling them. I'm telling you, you will pick up the spirit of the world.
Yes, Lord.
Holy God. Yes, you will. You'll have adulterous thoughts. You'll have fornicating thoughts. I'm going to raise your hand in the house tonight. Hey, Lord, my God in heaven, I don't want anything in my mind to pollute it and to corrupt it. I don't want this world and its sinners and their actions and insinuations and their cursing. I don't want it in my mind.
Amen.
Lord of heaven.
Come on.
God's calling for a cleanup.
Right.
God's calling for a cleanup. He's wanting some people to lay some stuff aside, get rid of it, shut it off. I preach this many times, and I have mentioned it. There's things in our life, if we don't get rid of it, it will get rid of us.
All right, amen.
Yes.
Brother Ron, I didn't come here to preach like this.
Come on.
Good.
He wants you to fully surrender your life to Him. Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church and saints, shun, abstain from the very appearance of evil. Quench not the Spirit. The Spirit's speaking here tonight. And I pray God, your whole, W-H-O-L-E, your whole spirit, soul and body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of Jesus Christ. I want to be worthy when He comes. I don't want anything in my hands that I shouldn't have. I don't want my feet taking me into forbidden places that I should not go. Come on, put a bridle on me, Lord. Put a bridle on me, Lord. Put blinders on my eyes, oh God, I pray. I feel the Lord right. Raise your hand, Heavenly Father. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Holy Lord, you're speaking. You're speaking to us tonight. Dear Lord, unless you speak, there'll be no victory. It takes you speaking, dear Lord, for us to see our need. It takes the Holy Ghost to break the chains, God, and to break the fetters. And they will break when you speak. When you speak, God, they'll break. Holy God. Tell us, Jeremiah in 8:20. You feel a settling down here tonight?
Come on.
I want to tell you, heaven's pure and heaven's holy. And only the pure in heart shall see God.
Yes.
When I preach like this, I preach it to myself too. We need God to speak to us and show these avenues that the enemy is working on us to pull our minds away from what's true, honest, just, lovely, pure, the virtue and the praise and the good reports. Think on these things, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I told somebody recently, I can't get in, and I used to watch the news clips on my phone. You know, what's going on over in Israel? I mean, how many bombs did they send off? You know, who's after who? How many people did the Hamas kill? How many did they blow up? Did you not know that I love the Jewish people? I love Israel. I pray for them. But the more I was getting in and watching these news clips and these planes and bombs and stuff, honest, the enemy uses us, he distracts us, and he gets our mind off on bad things. Bad reports. I had to tell Tom Perry, Brother Tom Perry. I said, Brother Tom, me and him both was locked right into it. I'd send him a clip. He'd send me a clip. And I was getting, Lord have mercy.
Yep.
I couldn't feel no peace.
Yep.
I told Brother Tom, I said, I can't do this no more, man. I can't keep up with the news like this anymore. I said, it's done something to my spiritual life. He said, you know, he said, I've been thinking the same thing. He said, it takes every bit of the joy, every bit of the peace out of me. He said, all of this world, the turmoil and the wars and the strife and the killing and everything. Raise your hand in the house and praise him. God's speaking tonight. Brother Ron, God's speaking tonight. Brother Charles, God's speaking tonight. When you tend to one, rather come through those doors and have the peace of God in your heart. Feel the joy of the Lord. Oh, God of heaven, feel lifted up in your soul. Hallelujah to God. That's what I want. God's a speaker. He wants to clean you up. Clean you up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jeremiah 8:20. Jeremiah the prophet cried out for the sake of the lost people of his generation. The harvest is past. The summer's ended, Brother Gary. I feel a sadness there.
Come on.
The harvest is over. Oh, God. The summer's ended. And we are not saved, Brother Ronnie Ray. What are you saying, oh man of God? Another season has come and gone. Another revival has come and it's passed. The message has went out. The altar call's been given. The invitation's been given over and over. The time to be saved has run out. Oh God, and we're still lost. Oh, the people did not answer the call. God's a calling tonight. He's a speaking to our heart to draw nigh to him. Oh Lord, get rid of the world.
Yes, God of heaven.
Yes, yes, yes. A friend of mine, Greg, I won't tell you his last name. Him and I used to run together and take drugs together when we were out in sin. To this very day, almost 51 years later, the boy is still not saved. The man is not saved. Mary can tell you the drugs has eaten him up. He can't hold a conversation with you, a total conversation. He gets mixed up and goes into something else. His teeth rotted and almost fell out of his mouth. Long hair, sunken jaws. God, I'm glad I answered the call. Oh, oh, Sheila, I'm glad I heard God call. Raise your hand, everybody in this house. I'm glad that God called my name one day.
Yeah.
Bessie, he called me, and I answered, hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, Zacchaeus, hallelujah, he's come by your way. Come down from that sycamore tree, for today I must abide at your house. Oh, what was it, oh Zacchaeus? He called my name. Hallelujah. Hey, praise the Lord. He called my name. Woo!
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The only way that Greg's mother could get him awake of a morning, get him up in the morning to get him ready for school, to catch the bus, she'd have to go in at the sink and soak a washcloth. She told me this. Soak a washcloth in cold water and come in and drip it on his face and cover his face with it. She would say, wake up. Get up. Greg, get up, wake up, and get ready. You're going to miss the bus. I'm afraid our friends and our loved ones are going to miss the Lord when he comes to call the church out of here to take you to heaven with him.
Lord
Jesus. Well, oh God. Oh God. Hey Lord, I tell you tonight, God told me, he said the old ship of Zion is just about ready to sail. She's just about ready to pull out of port. And can I tell you, you better get on board if you want to go. I'm telling you, when she leaves the port, the old ship of Zion ain't coming back anymore. Raise your hand. I want on board, Brother Tommy. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Speak to me, Lord, and Spirit of God. Woo, call me, Lord. Call me, Lord.
Better get on board.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that think they're all right.
Yeah.
They have not had a true born again experience.
Right.
You can come to church 7 days a week, but if you ain't surrendered to God and given your heart to him and been born again in your spirit,
yes,
you're lost.
Right.
You're unsaved.
Right.
God's a knocking. God's a knocking. God's speaking tonight. Will you come all the way? Will you give him everything? Will you come fully in? Come on, come out of the world. Unless he speaks to you, you'll remain dead in your sin. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except my Father that sent me draw him. Take heed when he draws you and you see your need and you know your need. If you don't do something about it, you won't be chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Raise your hand one more time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If Mary will come to the piano, I've got honest, I've only went through about 2.5 pages out of 6. Oh God. Oh, God, if he hadn't dealt with you when he did, somebody heard. God heard somebody's prayers praying for you. Dying on a drug overdose. God still hears. God still answers. Dying without God. My mommy said, honey, she told me this, Sister Maria, several months after I got saved. She said, I never did tell you this before. She said, but when you prayed at that altar up there that night at that little country church, she said, Mommy watched you to see if you would stay with it or not. Hey, this has been almost 51 years. I stayed with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap in the house. Praise be to the Lord. I tell you, I've had it with the world. I don't want the world. They ain't nothing but misery, heartache, and dregs. Hallelujah. And the world's cup. Woo! Hallelujah. I came out of it.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, he called my name. Praise be the Lord. Everybody in the house stand. My Jesus, today, Hebrews 3:7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Three times, Brother Ron, in that chapter, the writer says, today, not tomorrow, today, if you will hear his voice, answer it. Don't harden your heart. Each time that you turn God's voice away and ignore the Holy Ghost speaking to you, and you don't answer, your heart, Brother Gary, the heart will get harder and harder each time. Soon you'll go your own way. You'll believe that you're all right. I'm fine as I am. But gone will be God's dealing and drawing. You'll believe you're all right, and after a while you'll pass into eternity lost and undone and face God at the judgment. I'm calling everybody to the altar. I'm calling everybody in this house to the altar. You see, Brother Tommy, it's not me. Well, maybe it ain't for you tonight, but you got loved ones. There's names all up and down these alleys and streets. You got loved ones. You got family members right in your own house. Come on. Unless God speaks. I'm telling everybody in this house, unless God speaks. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord, dear Lord. I need to hear your voice, God. I've got to hear your voice. Speak to me what to do. Speak to me how to serve you, Lord. How to completely turn everything over to you. Come on, tell me tonight. God, I held back. Dear God, I held back. Lord, you dealt. You spoke to me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I've heard you, and I have felt the Spirit deal with my heart. When God speaks like he does tonight, that means he loves you.
He called my name.
Oh, God, pray, children, everybody in this house.
That's the last verse.
Can you tell us?
Can you explain?
Jesus.
Voice.
I heard a voice.
I heard a voice.
Well,
spoke life to me and death set me free.
He called my name.
He's calling out, children.
He called my name. Can you tell us about Jesus?
You better believe I can't blame you more.
In a sycamore tree, I climbed up to see the Lord pass my way.
Come, he's glad he called you.
But
he came by your way. The Savior called out.
Today I'll stay at your house.
Sweetest.
sweetest voice that I've ever talked to.
My name, I made my choice. I knew that my life would never be the same after he called.
After he called, he called my name.
Jesus,
you better believe I can.
In a sycamore tree,
I climbed up to see the Lord pass my way.
But
the Savior called out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
I'll stay at your house. He forgave all my sins when he called my name. He called my name. I heard his voice. He called my name. I made my choice. I knew that my life would never be the same.